History at hand, revision at your fingertips.
Why did Roosevelt win the 1932 election?
This question forms a pivotal part of the USA depth study on paper 2.
An essay like this requires a clear structure. You need to talk about how the Depression had affected America. You need to talk about how Hoover had failed to do enough to actually resolve its problems. And you need to talk about what Roosevelt was offering. When you have done all this, then of course you need to come to a well-argued judgment. A good way to start your essay is to say what happened in the 1932 election. Roosevelt won by a landslide, 7 million votes more than Hoover, and he won 42 out of America's 48 states. You should then, of course, describe what America was like in 1932. 14 million were unemployed by the end of that year. On top of that, there were many people who'd lost their homes, many who'd gone looking for work in other parts of the country and become migrant hobos. Shanty towns had been set up all over America. They were called Hoovervilles, after the disgraced president. Notice how the finishing statement of the last paragraph links into the next one. Hoover became the third successive Republican president, and he couldn't have become president at a worse time. After 10 years of boom, in which America grew spectacularly, the Wall Street crash had now led to a spectacular bust. It is simple to criticize Hoover as the do-nothing president. In Hoover we trusted, and now we are busted, claimed America's farmers. Hoover believed that the state should not interfere, and as a result, he did very little to actually help the poverty caused by the Depression. It is unfair to say that Hoover did nothing. He did do some things. Unfortunately, they didn't really work. He tried to cut taxes to increase spending power. He provided $4 billion for major building projects such as the Hoover Dam. He introduced in 1932 an Emergency Relief Act. But none of it worked, and as a result, Hoover became synonymous with Hoovervilles, shantytowns, Hoover blankets, newspapers under which people slept, Hoover leather, the cardboard people had to fill the holes in their shoes, and Hoover soup, food given in America's expanding bread lines. Hoover's reputation was soiled further in the summer of 1932, when, bonus marchers, American war veterans came to Washington to claim the bonus, a pension. Hoover sent in the army. Under General MacArthur, tanks and tear gas were used against the marchers. Two were killed. Their camp was left in ruins, as was Hoover's reputation. Hoover did not have the energy or the imagination to deal with America's problems. For America, it was lucky that one man did, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Roosevelt presented a striking alternative to Hoover. Whereas Hoover was the self-made man, Roosevelt came from a great political dynasty. He had served in office for many years already, in spite of being struck down by polio in the 1920s. He had served as governor of New York and helped to alleviate some of the biggest issues with the Depression. He felt that he could make a difference to the rest of America too. Roosevelt believed that America needed deep-seated change. He offered a new deal to the American people, something which would help everybody, not just the rich. He kept his actual policy plans very vague, but he made sure that people realized that he would be involved with active government, solving problems and calling upon the best minds in America to deal with the issues at hand. Although favorite in 1932, Roosevelt took no chances. Roosevelt was a vigorous campaigner, traveling by train from city to city. He was prone to giving speeches from the back of his railway wagon. Roosevelt offered the American public what they'd been crying out for 3 years. He offered them the chance of hope for the future. To round off your essay, it's vital to come to a clear, substantiated judgment based upon the evidence you have already presented. Roosevelt won, but is it because Hoover lost, or is it because of the strengths of Roosevelt himself? You need to decide. It's not down to your teacher to tell you exactly what the answer is. You need to work it out for yourself. What is vital is that the judgment follows on from what has already gone before. The judgment is not the time to start bringing in new information. It's the time to synthesize what you have already got. For example, you can argue it was Hoover's defeat. After all, it was his failures and his misgivings that gave the opportunity to Roosevelt in the first place.
Alternatively, you could say that Roosevelt presented a clear alternative to what Hoover was offering, and as a result of that, it needed someone with vision, with ideas, to make the difference that America required. Millions of our citizens cherish the hope that their old standards of living have not gone forever. Those millions shall not hope in vain. I pledge you, I pledge myself, to a new deal for the American people. This is more than a political campaign. It is a call to arms. Give me your help, not to win votes alone, but to win this crusade to restore America. I am waging a war against destruction, delay, deceit, and despair.